latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
Today sees the final stage of administrative procedure being completed, which will mean that the money obtained from the sale of plots of land on the Orwell Acosta is available to spend on the planned projects. Although the process has taken some time to complete, the relatively new Administrator of Finances at Orwell is now satisfied that all required processes are complete. One of the major projects on the Orwell Acosta is a long-awaited renewal of the green area at La Rakia. The original plans, which have been approved twice in the past, will see a dog park, exercise area, mountain bike track, running path, plants and trees and more, as well as a purpose-built multi-sport area to replace the antiquated concrete fixture there at the moment. However, there is a problem with the section of land at the N332 end of the site, in a plot that is currently subject to a court case. The plot was part of the original plans from the 1970s and would have been destined to be given to the town hall as a green area, but the failure to register ownership has led to the plot being sold by one private company to another, and now the subsequent dispute over ownership. As a result, the town hall is powerless to take any action on that particular plot, and so the entire project has simply moved along the strip of green land, the entire project now moving further up the slotted area. The town hall is unable to demolish existing sports ground because of the dispute of ownership. It's hoped, though, that they will be able to carry out some work in the interest of ensuring floodwater flow, however. As the project falls under the €200,000 amount, there's no need for the work to go to public tender, and the town hall will invite companies to bid for the work. Over a matter of weeks, the companies will be able to submit their bids, and so it's possible that the work will finally commence before Christmas. Other coastal projects which will be cleared for commencement from this week are the main road to San Miguel pathway work near the La Fuente Commercial Centre, the Eco Park, repairs to numerous roads and pathways around the coastal zone, some of which have never been touched for 30 years. The new Civic Centre, where the Reading Point is housed, is also set for an extension as plans have been submitted to construct an underbuild, which will create a large and open hall-type room available to larger groups and associations and make the building more of a multifunctional site than it is already. Although there had been previous calls for a theatre or exhibition centre on the coast, the councillor, Martina Schurer, explains that it's not possible to purchase the building with the money, as it is simply not allowed. It would be possible to rent a property and invest in changing the rented building, but the councillor says, "We don't feel it's appropriate to waste public money on simply renting somewhere when we can invest in the future benefit for all residents and visitors to Orwell Acosta." For more details and pictures of the plans, visit the website www.theleader.info.